Chapter 2. Every morning, I watch the human children walking down the road to school. They wear funny-looking uniforms with striped ties, and even though the children look very friendly, and even though they look like they are having fun, it makes me glad that I am a vampire fairy, because vampire fairies don't have to go to school. Or so I thought. Yesterday evening, I was practicing flying my loop-the-loops out of my bedroom window when Dad called me from downstairs.
"Isadora," he said, "breakfast time."
Dad always has his breakfast at 7 o'clock at night because he sleeps during the day. Mom has hers in the morning. This means I usually have two breakfasts. I don't mind, because peanut butter on toast is my favorite thing to eat. Dad was sitting at the table drinking a glass of his very special red smoothie juice. I think it's disgusting. I do not like red food, especially tomatoes. I know there are tomatoes in Dad's special red smoothie juice.
"One day you'll enjoy it like a real vampire," he says to me. "All vampires love red food."
But I know I won't. I'm only half vampire after all. Mom was there too, opening the kitchen windows to let in the fresh air and putting bunches of flowers in vases. We have 14 vases of flowers in the kitchen and a tree growing from the middle of the floor. Mom just loves to bring the outdoors inside. Honey Blossom was fussing in her high chair because she had dropped her bottle on the floor. I picked it up with her and filled it with some more pink milk. She hates red juice, just like me. Dad said,
"Isadora, the time has come for you to start school."
"But Dad," I said, "I am a vampire fairy. I do not need to go to school." "Even fairies have to go to school," said Mom.
"Vampires too," added Dad.
"But I don't want to go to school," I said. "I have a perfectly busy and fun life at home with Pink Rabbit."
"But you might enjoy it," insisted Dad. "I used to love my vampire school as a young boy."
"And I adored my fairy school," said Mom, spooning some flower nectar yogurt into her bowl.
"You'll have a wonderful time," they both smiled.
I wasn't so sure. "But I'm not a full fairy, and I'm not a full vampire, so which school would I go to? Is there one especially for vampire fairies? Is there a school for me?" "Well, no," said Mom. "Not exactly."
"You are very rare," said Dad,
sucking at his juice with a straw. "But very special," added Mom quickly. "And I think fairy school would suit you perfectly."
"But of course you may prefer vampire school," said Dad. "It's a lot more exciting."
"Is it?" asked Mom, sounding as though she did not agree at all. "How about we let Isadora decide for herself?" Pink Rabbit jumped up and down in agreement. "Isadora can spend one day at fairy school and one night at vampire school and decide which one she likes the best," said Mom. "But," I began.
"Fantastic idea," exclaimed Dad.
"Well, okay," I said in a small voice.